For as long as we've been making trash, communities have been burning it. But as we became more concerned about air pollution and resource management, we started looking for more environmentally friendly alternatives. Trouble is, those alternatives require a level of consciousness that most of us are not willing to commit to. I mean, let's face it, we're talking about garbage here. So while we've been paying lip service to recycling and reduction programs, the trash has mounted up to the point where our dumps are bursting at the seams. Enter the newest generation of garbage incinerators. First of all, they've changed their name. They're now called waste-to-energy facilities, and they promise to take all that nasty garbage that nobody wants and turn it into the electricity that everybody needs. But these things don't save energy. They consume it and our resources for tomorrow. The companies that build these things are promoting incineration as a painless waste management solution, but it's not. They come into communities offering jobs and cheap energy and a way to get rid of the garbage. All across the U.S., cities like Niagara Falls, Chicago, Detroit, Minneapolis, and Syracuse are all buying into the promise of a quick-fix solution. There are 3 incinerators located in Michigan alone and 8 more in Minnesota. Look, this isn't something that the companies that build these babies are doing out of the goodness of their hearts. It's a business, and they expect to make money. The bigger the plant, the more efficiently it runs. So they build these huge plants that require massive amounts of garbage and then get communities to sign put-or-pay contracts. What that means is that the communities have to supply a minimum amount of garbage, or they pay a penalty. So instead of finding a cheap, efficient solution to their garbage problem, those communities end up importing everybody else's trash. The burden doesn't end there. Once the garbage has been burned, the local community then has the responsibility of disposing of the remaining ash, which is often highly toxic. These things are the Trojan horse of the waste management set. We warn our children not to take candy from strangers, and yet when a multinational corporation walks into our community, we hold out our hands. Well, guess what? It's high time we realize that you really don't get something for nothing.